Welcome to Passion Church. For more information about Passion Church, please visit us online at www.passionchurch.tv. Now let's join the service already in progress.
Come on, ask Him this morning.
Show us Your power. Show us Your glory, Lord. Sing, show us Your glory.
Show us Your glory.
Show us Your power.
If you want more of Him, would you just say, show up, oh God. Show up. We brought Him with us. We know He's here, but we want Him to show up and show out today. Amen. Come on, would you give Him a hand clap of praise right now? You're worthy, Lord. Hallelujah. You're worthy, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. You're so worthy, Lord. You're so worthy, Lord. Come on, tell Him He's worthy this morning. So worthy, Lord. You're so worthy, Lord. Yes, You are. Yes, You are. Yes, You are.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. You thought I was worth saving.
Yes.
So You came and changed my life. You thought I was worth keeping.
Yes.
So You cleaned me up inside. You thought I was to die for.
Yes.
So You sacrificed Your life so I could be free, so I could be whole, so I could
to die for.
So You sacrificed.
So You sacrificed.
to the God who changed my life.
And I will praise you
forever.
I'll worship you
forever.
And I'll give you glory
forever.
Because I am free.
Because I am whole. And I will tell everyone I
know. Sing about our gratefulness to the Father. Would you do it with me?
Yes.
Thank you, Robert. Would you do it with me?
Yes.
Come on, let's worship. When I think about the Lord, how He saved me, how He raised me, how He filled me with the sweet Holy Ghost, how He picked me up, turned
This morning, we shout to you, O Lord, with the voice of triumph. Come on, would you just give him a shout this morning? Hallelujah! 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 Hallelujah!
Thank you, Jesus.
We're thankful this morning, Jesus. Thank you, Father. God, I pray that the shout of the King, the shout of the King, the shout of the King would rise up in us. Father, we declare this morning that you're King and that you're Lord, and that we're thankful that you care for us, that you chose us, that you sent your Son to die for us. We're thankful this morning, Father. God, some of us have been saved for so long that we forgot what we would have been like. We forgot what it would have been like if you hadn't rescued us. We've glamorized our own righteousness and our own ability and think that it would have turned out like it turned out because of you. But the truth is that if you hadn't saved us and you hadn't picked our lives up out of the pit and turned our lives around, there's no way we would be enjoying the blessings that we enjoy now. So this morning, Father, we're thankful. I'm thankful that we can count on you for salvation. I'm thankful that we can count on you for filling us with your Spirit. I'm thankful that we can rely on you for healing our bodies. You're sufficient today. We're thankful. We're thankful. We're thankful. We're thankful. Father, this morning, together corporately, we bring our movers to you. 10 individuals that we've written down that we know don't know your Son Jesus. God, we don't want to be guilty of enjoying our relationship with you and forgetting that others don't know you. We don't want to be guilty of experiencing all the things that come as benefits of our relationship with you and huddling up together and forgetting that others outside these four walls that we know, that we're in contact with, that we have opportunities to witness to, that they don't know your Son, Jesus. God, we declare today that we want to be faithful to pray for them first, to claim them as part of the harvest that you've given us. They're our responsibility. You've placed them in our lives. And Father, this morning, I pray that you would cause our salvation to become contagious to those that don't know you. We claim our movers in the name of Jesus. Rescue them, we pray. Now, Father, we pray for one another because there are folks in our body that are sick in their physical being. God, they need a touch from you. We have members that are battling cancer. We have members who have loved ones who are in the hospital sick. We have folks in our body that are facing what seem to be unbelievably impossible odds. Situations. But because we remember what you've already done, we also know what you can do and what you will do. Because if you were faithful in the past, you will be faithful today and you will be faithful going forward. So, Father, we reach out and we lay our hands on our neighbor right now and we ask you to be faithful in every situation. Whatever they need, whatever touch they need right now, financial, emotional, spiritual, relational, whatever it is, I pray in the name of Jesus right now that you would come through, that you would be faithful to your word, to your promises. to us. We claim breakthrough. We claim healing. We claim miracles. We claim resolution. We claim all those things for one another. Stir up our faith, we pray. In Jesus' name, we claim these things. Come on, tell your neighbor right now. Just look at him. Say, he can do it again. He'll do it again. Tell him. He'll do it again. Tell him. He'll do it again. Tell him he'll do it again. One more time. Would you just sing this one more time?
It's been a privilege to have you join us for this time of ministry. To find more Passion Church resources or to make a donation online, visit www.passionchurch.tv. Remember, you can't live without passion.